A word for you from Micah chapter 6 verse 8, the last part. But to do justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. The verses before this and the first part of this verse 8 all speak about the things that we think, that we assume we need to do to impress God. And God's people in this case thought they were doing it in a very biblical way, because they ask the question. God actually puts the words into Micah's mouth, reflecting the language of the deceived people of God of that era. Shall I come before God with burnt offerings? Will that impress him? What about calves a year old? And then, thinking that might not be enough, the pagan mind says, what about God being pleased with thousands of rams? What if the blood flows? How about if I give him 10,000 rivers of oil, it says in verse 7. And again, this is the pagan mind, and God is trying to show us the stupidity of it. And then finally, the pagan mind says, and even if it is, by the way, the chosen people of God, this is how they began to think. We too, as Christians, can deceive ourselves. Because the final offering made here at the end of verse 7 is, what about if I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? That is how far off our thinking can be from God's. He who has given his only begotten Son, his firstborn, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 8, God says in very simple terms, he has shown you, O man, what is good. You already know. I've told you in my word. The scriptures are there. And then he sums it up, summarizes it in these words, to do justly, do what is right, to love mercy. So not just what is right, but in the midst of it, because God is like this. This is his character. In the midst of judgment, the psalmist says, O Lord, remember mercy. Understanding that, yes, God is righteous, but we who have sinned, Lord, give us mercy. And the Lord here is saying, you do the same now. You who want to be right with God, you show mercy. But the most important part is the last part, and to walk humbly with your God. It's not running humbly with God, but walking, which means a relationship where you can talk to each other, you are close to each other, there's physical contact in a sense of your hand in his hand. But remember, humbly. If it is God with whom you walk, indeed you will be humble, because you realize how great he is, how much you rely on him, how you can do nothing for yourself. Uzo bonuguti, agsiz uguti, uipilela, noma uleti mnigelo, kotwa umugela umnigelo wake, ebesege uhamba ngogu toba ogu kulu, ganye nonkulunkulu. Walk humbly with your God.